TCN Mornings, a brief daily presentation for kids and parents, starts in 3, 2, 1.
The choice is yours, so choose with care.
Good morning, this is Jim Lord.
To help or hurt, to keep or share.
And we're on now.
You'll find the world's not always fair.
Yep.
But kindness is the answer.
On TCN Mornings, and where else?
Everywhere.
Well, good morning, kids and parents. We're looking at day number 23 in the month of April. And today is National Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Yeah, Talk Like Shakespeare Day. Why, you ask? I mean, wherefore thou askest? I honestly don't know. I mean, with honesty, I knoweth not. But I do know that wherefore, like in Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Wherefore doesn't mean where are you, Romeo? It means why are you, Romeo? Which just seems like a weird thing to ask. But anyway, happy National Talk Like Shakespeare Day to you. Well, I don't know if the kid in the upcoming story was into Shakespeare or even stage plays or poetry, but he did absolutely love symphony orchestras, and he went to see one every chance he got. His name was Lewis, and this story was actually from a long time ago, but it's got a great lesson. So see what thou thinkest about it. It's called A Full Circle, and it starts right now.
A hero is a person who does special things to help others. Every hero starts out as a child, and every child can choose to become a hero.
The Character Network presents The Beginning of a Hero.
35 years ago, there was a boy named Lewis Thomason, and one day Lewis's class was on a field trip to the symphony house. The orchestra was not playing at the time, but some of the musicians were there. Lewis absolutely loved everything about the symphony, but some of the other boys in the class did not. One of those boys, who had always given Lewis a hard time, was just waiting for a chance to make Lewis's day miserable. At lunchtime, Lewis had a sandwich, some fruit, and a grape soda in a can. When Lewis wasn't looking, the boy quickly shook up the grape soda so that when Lewis opened it, it spewed everywhere. The boy just quietly laughed to himself, and nobody saw him do it. The rest of the year, he was Lewis's worst nightmare, and he was just shallow-minded enough to be proud of himself for that. Well, as it sometimes happens, that boy went on giving Lewis Thomason a difficult time, and then someone else, and someone else, all the way through school until he finally dropped out. He got a job, then another job, and another job, and another, and another, and another. He was always picking on someone and getting fired. One day he went just a little too far and found himself in jail on some pretty serious charges. In all those years of getting in trouble, he had just never learned his lesson until today, when the bailiff in the courtroom said, "All rise for the Honorable Judge Lewis Thomason." Just think, if that boy, while he was still young, had chosen to help others instead of hurting them, if he had chosen to become a hero, today he could be called honorable too, just like Lewis. I'm Jim Lord. That's what I know about the beginning of this hero, and I know that you can become a hero too. So what is something you love as much as Lewis loved the symphony? How does it make you feel if someone makes fun of you about it? Also, the boy in the story, how could his life have been different if he hadn't hurt Lewis and so many others? And finally, what do you think it means to be honorable? And what can you do in your own life so that others will think of you as honorable? Just some things to think about on this Tuesday morning. Hey, be sure to tell your parents, tell your friends' parents to simply go to tcnmornings.com. That's all you need. tcnmornings.com, and listen to a new segment every morning on the way to school in the car or at home. tcnmornings.com. Also, if you don't already have it, you can download the TCN Mornings mobile app. It's available for both Apple and Android. All you have to do is search TCN Mornings in Google Play or the Apple App Store. Plus, TCN Mornings is available anywhere and everywhere podcasts are available. And it's totally free. Alrighty then, coming up, another visit with my old Irish pappy, also the question of the day, and a reflection of your future right here on this Tuesday edition of TCN Mornings. Well, as I've mentioned so many times before, I hope you have someone in your life like my old Irish pappy, someone who is full of wisdom, who can teach you on a regular basis about life and how to live it better.
Everybody has wishes. Everybody has dreams. But the people who actually see their wishes and dreams come true are the ones who turn their wishes and dreams into goals and then develop a good plan to achieve their goals. That's something worth thinking about right there, my boy.
Yes, everybody has wishes. Everybody has dreams. But the people who actually see their wishes and dreams come true are the ones who turned their wishes and dreams into goals and then developed a plan to achieve their goals. As Pappy said, that is something worth thinking about right there. Okay, now it's time for the
question of the day.
We talked about William Shakespeare earlier, so let's have a question about him. Your question is, where and when did William Shakespeare live? Once again, where and when did William Shakespeare live? If you know, be the first to email your answer to myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Tell us your first name, your city and state, and of course your answer. And I'll feature the first correct answer right here tomorrow. That email address again is myanswer@tcnmornings.com. Now, about yesterday's question of the day, you may remember we talked about a lady named Juliet Gordon Lowe and that she started the Girl Scouts organization in America. So your question was, when did the Girl Scouts start and when did the Boy Scouts start? Well, Lucy from Sioux City, Iowa, said the Boy Scouts in America started in 1910, but Scouting for Boys in the World started in England in 1908. And she says the Girl Scouts organization was started by Daisy Lowe in 1912. And Lucy, that's right. So thank you for your answer. Okay, that's it for me. One more quick segment for you is just ahead, but I'll see you tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of TCN Mornings right here on the Character Network.
Up next, a reflection of your future for deeper thinkers.
Dedicated to teaching positive personal vision for today's young people, the Character Network presents Jim Lord.
One thing that has changed a great deal over the years is school dress code. There was a time when students weren't even required to dress nicely for school, but they did anyway because the students required it of themselves. Today, because of a reversal in that trend, many school districts are requiring uniforms. Now, I'm not suggesting that you should dress up every day for school, but I am suggesting that being well-groomed is not a bad thing. Of course, whether you're in school or not, the way you choose to present yourself says a lot about you. It's your choice, but keep in mind the impression you're making on the people who can help influence your future opportunities. What is your message to them? That you're solid and worth investing in? Or that you're like water and flow freely to seek the lowest level possible? Displaying respectability really will add a great deal to getting ahead. For the Character Network, I'm Jim Lord with a reflection of your future.
This has been a presentation of TCN, the Character Network, TCNMornings.com.